Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me again today is Abigail Petonis. Welcome again, Abigail.
Hello.
Great to have you. Abigail is a senior at Franciscan University. As we continue this conversation, let's first start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we entrust ourselves to you, knowing that you have a plan and for us, and that your will is always good. Help us to trust you. Help us to hand over our lives to you. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Abigail, last we spoke, you were we talked about how you came to know the Lord, how you came to meet him. And Franciscan University was kind of very crucial for you in encountering the Lord when you were in high school. And you went there. I mean, so you're a student at Franciscan U. So maybe you could, you know, I mean, there's a lot of alumni of Franciscan U that have been on Conversations on Discipleship. But maybe you could talk about some of the highlights, the elements of disciple formation that you found there.
Yeah, definitely. So I guess my disciple formation kind of starts freshman year. Like, as I served with Damascus my summer going into my freshman year of college, so I had a super good tight-knit Catholic community straight from high school. And then going into college, I suddenly did not have that. And I think I was honestly expecting Franciscan every single day of college to be exactly like the youth conferences, and I learned very quickly that it was not, that it was still college, and that I had to like go out and find my own community and find my own friends and, you know, get my tight niche of people. And so, but I really struggled. In the first 2 weeks, I would go home to my dorm room, I would cry, I would call my mom, and I would fill out my withdrawal papers because I was frankly unhappy. And finally, I remember calling Brad Pieron, who I know has been on the show, and I said, "Brad, I need you to find me a full-time mission spot at Damascus." And he said, "Absolutely not." He said, "You are exactly where you need to be." He said, "You can be a missionary at Franciscan, and that's just an easy way out, is if I just find you a spot on full-time mission and ask you to come." And I was like, I was very stubborn, and I was like, "Fine, whatever." And so I hung up the phone, and I went over to household commitments, and I started to look at household commitments and ended up falling in love with the household I'm now a part of. But I would say, and that really, I think, like, rebooted my whole disciple formation of I found really solid friends. I found really solid sisters. I found two seniors who just kind of took me under their wing, and they didn't, I wouldn't say that they evangelized to me in some way, because they already knew that I had gotten really good formation at Damascus, but they just simply loved me as Abby and as, I think, the person that I was in front of them. And they're still two seniors that I talk to today, and I talk to them almost every single week and just catch up on life. But I would say freshman year is where it started, and then household just like really helped. And I think being an upperclassman now, I've realized that I have to do that for other people. That when I was a freshman and sophomore, I was the one being filled. But now that I'm a junior and senior at Franciscan, I'm the one who has to fill others. And right now, at the beginning of the semester, I'm like still trying to figure it all out with working and being a student and being in household. And but I think I'm more taking, I don't want to say taking on the role of like the teacher, because I'm still much, very much being formed by the people around me. But yeah, freshman year is where it started. And then I started to lead things. I was really blessed with a really good spiritual director at Franciscan, and he just saw a lot in me. So he let me lead a Born of the Spirit retreat as a sophomore, which was really unheard of at Franciscan. But I was really blessed with a really good community that saw my potential. And he was probably he's been probably the biggest, I would say, spiritual father in my life, of kicking me in the butt when I needed to be kicked, but also being really gentle, because I am a sensitive person, but just really taking me under his wing and loving me. And yeah, so Father Matt is his name. He's unfortunately not at Franciscan anymore, But yeah, he's a parish priest now, which is still really awesome. But yeah.
So the household system, which is kind of interesting. It's kind of a replacement for fraternity sorority models.
Yeah.
I know Hartley, Bishop Hartley, which is probably your favorite high school in the diocese. They have kind of built like a household model system based somewhat loosely on Franciscan U. But I'm first of all, is the household system optional?
Yes, it is. Yeah, okay. But over, I would say about 80% of students at Franciscan participate in the household. Okay. Yeah.
And what does it kind of look like? What kind of commitments?
So honestly, depends on the household. So my particular household, we have Rosary. I'm trying to remember all of them. Rosary. We have Lord's Day. My household is one of the few households that has a sisterhood commitment. So every single week we get together just as sisters, and we either can do a number of things, Bible study. Whenever I lead it, I choose to do something fun, like a trivia night or karaoke or something fun like that. And then business meeting is also one, just to talk about businessy things. But it honestly depends. One of my friends was coordinator of her household, and they do a DMC on first and third Mondays. And then on the second Monday, they do Holy Hour. And then on the fourth Monday, they go out and pray with people in the community.
What's a DMC?
Divine Mercy Chaplet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sorry.
All these sort of woke, pious expressions. So, you know, with it, and it kind of gives you, it sounds like also kind of built into household is discipling, you know, so the probably the upperclassmen are really kind of helping mentor or guide the underclassmen.
Yeah, so just like sororities, I would say, we actually just had household life mass, and the priest that gave the homily was like, we always say that they're like sororities and frats, but like they're more than that, obviously. They're sororities and frats like aren't Christ-centered like households are. Every household has a covenant that we live by. So mine in particular, we live by identity, model. Our model is Mary, committing a life to Christ and committing to our sisterhood. But that discipleship aspect, every girl in a household has a big, just like a sorority. And so your job as a big, when you're announced as a big, is you lead your little through formation. So you're kind of like, I wouldn't say a mom to them, but you're a bigger sister and leading them through formation and making sure that they're being formed well in household.
And there's obviously, as you've talked about, a common spiritual life. Mm-hmm. So probably household masses and prayers and you know, devotions and things like that. And, you know, is there like a sharing component where you kind of talk about the faith with each other, or would that be kind of more the big little relationship?
It honestly depends. My household in particular, so when you are interested in a household, you intent. So when I was a freshman, I intended my freshman fall semester, and every single sister is required to get, we call it a one-on-one with the intent. And that's kind of where you get to know them on a one-on-one basis without, you know, all 30 plus girls there. And so if you're in the household and you take it really seriously, you can get super deep, or you can just get like super surface level. I know in a lot of mine, I got a one-on-one with every single sister, and it was some of the best moments of my freshman year, of just like getting off campus and going to grab a cup of coffee, and not even them, I think, telling me what to do, but just being able to have a safe place to like share whatever I want.
You know, it's, I think what really strikes me in your description is really the need for a small community. We talk about that this really is one of the foundational elements of a missionary disciple lifestyle, is that you have a small group that's supporting you, whether it's, say, you know, a women's group or a men's group, or, you know, maybe a mix. But we all need this. It's a basic need. You know, the apostles were sent out in pairs. Obviously, they had the 12, that community there. But to find that and to locate that in our own life, and you pointed to this in your own story, how when you, as a freshman, there was this sense of where's my community, where's my support? And we have to find that. And it can't just, we can't just kind of say, oh, well, you know, I'm a member of the Universal Church,
yeah,
or I'm a member of a parish.
Yeah.
It has to be particularized, just like our experience of the Lord's love. And to really find that.
Yeah. And I think that's like the beautiful thing about household is that there's a household. So I think some people would argue that like there's not a household for everyone, but there definitely is. Like my best friends at Franciscan are not in my household. They're not, my household is not the people I hang out with, I would say 85% of the time. And that's a very beautiful thing because I have my core group of friends and then I have my sisters that like lead me to Christ in a different way than I think my friends do.
Yeah. You know, and we find that that experience of small community outside of, you know, like going beyond Steubenville. I mean, you know, there are lay movements. People find it there, you know, covenant communities, sometimes even in the parish, you know, I mean, very often in the parish,
yeah,
you know, a small group. Sometimes there are people from other parishes that we just know. But I think it's what your witness gives us is to really appreciate that and to find that in our own life. And the Lord definitely has those people for us. As you said, you know, everyone has a small group or needs a small group.
Yeah.
And this is really, I think, part of the Lord's plan for us. The key is really to be open to it, and we may very well be the initiators. Well, thank you, Abigail, so much for joining us. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Abigail Petonis. Until next time, peace and all good.